Oh, it's Joanne. What's she on?
Oh,
online.
Some kind of fanfare for Joe now.
Something through the horn. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, Joanne.
Hello, Joe.
We tried to keep you off the air this week. Not because we want to keep you off the air. We thought we'd tease everyone, but I simply couldn't do it. Not after you sent us all gifts.
All the no good Nick's in the national press will listen to the morning show. They're not listening now.
No, they don't. They've gone by now. So everyone else, I appreciate you. Keep hanging on. We're answering the phones as quick as we can. But here's Joe. Joe, what have you got to tell us, Joe?
Well, I've got news on those two and three. Big news on Bow 1 and the manager.
Oh, so you've got a small bit of news on Bow 2
now,
and three.
Now, Danny, are you aware of what the code this week?
No, because as you know, I made a tremendous blunder, and I was enjoying the stories for many weeks under the illusion it was like about Bruce Springsteen or someone. I got it entirely wrong. It doesn't matter, because Dan's keeping the records here, and so here we... Are you aware,
Joe? Oh, that means I get mugged in the street when we leave here.
Somebody came up to me, I swear to God, somebody came up to me in Wardour Street and said, who is it?
Yeah, who's Joanne and all
this? This is just an hour or so ago, this happened over there, and it's all over the shop, but as you know, Joe, it's best I don't know, Pat. So, Joe, what happened about Bow 2 and 3?
Well, Bow 2's dumped me.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean he dumped you?
He told me he doesn't want to see me anymore, which
he's
glad.
He was very jealous, don't forget, though, because when Bow 3 came on the scene, he was pretty jealous, wasn't he?
Well, that's no great loss, though, is it? Is he the fluffy jumper one?
That's right.
He's the one too. Well, I never liked him. I don't know who we were talking about. Well, I never liked him anyway, so he gave me 50 quid and said by saying fluffy, so I didn't like him. That's no great loss.
Have you ever seen 50 quid worth of candy floss, Danny?
Well, so he's out of your life. Good. You've washed that man out of your hair. Fine. Okay.
And I went to meet Bow 3 at his training ground in the week, and his manager came and spoke to me.
Did he?
He did.
Then write it down. Who are we talking about here, then?
And the manager that spoke to her is a manager you thought...
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Now, this is the second time he's had a patient speak to you, then. Okay, right. So, okay. And he came... What did he say to you?
He just said that I must behave if I'm going to keep coming to the match.
I suggest you are behaving.
I suggest you say to him, listen, you, I'm a grown woman, he is a grown man. Now, I know you've got your own football rules there and your own goal, but believe me, I've been doing this a long time. I know what I'm doing, all right? Mind you, it must have been kind of flattering that someone so well-known as him is taking an interest in your life, isn't it?
Yeah, I was a bit worried because he was looking at me for about half an hour before he came over and spoke to me. I thought I was in trouble. But no, he was really nice.
Didn't he catch you having it off on the bus, though?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he didn't, but he got involved in it,
Stuart,
he got involved.
No, not that way.
Now, Stuart came, and then Stuart fetched the manager.
This person we're talking about now is not involved in the sexual antics at all. However,
he is
perhaps the most famous of all the famous people we're talking about.
Yes, you are.
If, and I'm not suggesting for a second, of course there's no suggestion, but if he had said, Joe, what do you reckon? Is he your kind of guy?
Not really.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think so. Okay, right.
So what's the news with Bow 1 and the original manager?